Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So this is just a quick update, a bonus episode, about last week's program. This is not a new program unto itself. But I'm kind of experimenting with the format because a lot of times new information comes in. Sometimes it comes from you, the viewer, and sometimes the topics that we research are so fascinating to us that we go out and do more research after. There's no real incentive to do so. And that's certainly kind of my MO with some cases, not all of them. And I'm aware that probably for a lot of you, you were bored to tears by talking about statues and carvings on an island, and that it's not true crime. It's not cryptids or ghosts. Honestly, the stuff that does the best business for us usually involves murders or disappearances, and that's just the nature of the beast. So I apologize if I'm boring you further. Feel free to turn it off. But for those of you who were interested in statues and the ancient history of the Azores, I came upon something that's pretty fascinating. It actually kind of cements the theory that both Joe and I settled on, that it was the Phoenicians who reached the islands before anyone else, and by a long ways. It almost is too perfect. So I had to share it. I had to come on and share it with you guys. A very important figure in Phoenician and especially Carthaginian culture was the goddess Tanit. Now, I'm not going to give you a big rundown of who Tanit was. To be frank, it's actually a little not totally something I understand. It would take a deep dive for me to really become an expert on Tanit. Tanit was very popular outside of the normal religion of Punic cultures. She was revered, and there were cults organized around her. Now, this isn't a cult in the same way we think of like the Manson family. These cults were partly religious, partly sort of affinity groups, social clubs. They held a big place in Punic society, and actually many other societies, Persians, Romans, Greeks, had these cults that sort of ordered their life. So you can imagine it's somewhere between, you know, a religious sect and the Elks Club. Tanit was also very popular with sailors. And part of the reason we know this is that they took the cult of Tanit everywhere they went. I mean, literally, we find monuments to Tanit in places like Spain. A lot of how we know how far the Phoenicians and their extension, the Carthaginians, ranged is because of effigies of Tanit left behind. That's pretty fascinating. Now, let's go through a little further. Tanit was frequently depicted as riding a lion. Yeah. So when they traveled and spread these cults, they spread these cults to cultures. And often after they left, the cult of Tanit would stay behind. We know this because in southern Morocco, the very south of Morocco, there are effigies of Tanit that we can locate and view to this day that are being unearthed. That's part of how we know they traveled to this part of Africa. Now, if you were in the south of Morocco, you were within spitting distance of the types of ocean currents and trade winds you would need to get to that western route to the Azores. So a thing occurred to me, and I haven't read this anywhere. I wouldn't be surprised if some scholar had come up with this well before I did, and I just was not able to find the paper that guy wrote. But imagine this. What if the statue on Corvo was not a man riding a horse, but a woman riding a lion? Tanit. What if one of the things that they established on the island of Corvo was a monument to Tanit? They did this in other places. Okay, that's my theory. I know, a week late on the theory session, but I thought I would share that with you guys because I wished so much I'd had this thought before we release the episode. So if you're into the history of the Azores like I am, prehistory of the Azores like I am, I think that's an amazing bit of news. That just kind of knocks my brain on its side. The other quick thing I wanted to mention that I actually cut from the episode and now regret is that pottery shards have been found in the area around the Columbarium. I cut this because studies are ongoing to determine their age and possible, you know, origin. But it does look like that the method by which the clay was refined and made into a pot or a jar or whatever that they were doing with it. I think that's also pretty cool, but that's developing. So if you want to hear more about the Columbarium of Tercera or the statue of Corvo, let us know. Or if you want more stories like that, I think most people would rather hear about blood and guts and missing women and the types of things that drive the internet forward. But if this is your interest at all, I've got tons of these stowed away that I kind of sleep on because we don't get the numbers when we do them. But I love being able to share them with you guys, and I am eternally grateful to the listeners who stick with me through some of my more niche interests and have written us electric letters to give us their thoughts, their takes, and keep the conversation moving forward. So if you can, please find us on social media. If you like this, give us a rating or review. If you want to hear little bonus updates like this once in a while, let me know, and we'll try to get more of those to you. Generally, we don't do that. They're a hassle to produce, and we don't earn ad revenue for these things. But I like doing them. I like doing them for you guys. So I won't take up any more of your time, and I'm really grateful for you for checking this out. You guys have a good one. We'll be back with a normal episode next week.
The shocking details can be found at www.theshockingdetails.com. We're on Twitter at Shocking Details. For discussion of episodes and more, our Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/shockingdetailspodcast/. Or you can email us at theshockingdetailspodcast@gmail.com. And if you like the podcast, please consider giving us a like and a positive review and letting people know about us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.